There may be no issue that gets Texas Republicans more riled than the issue of illegal immigration. So here's what Dan Patrick's campaign said in a video ad last October as he appealed to party voters.
Dan Patrick is the only candidate for lieutenant governor to oppose in-state tuition for illegal immigrants.
Really? That implied, of course, that incumbent Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has not opposed the tuition benefit that state lawmakers gave to undocumented students in 2001. PolitiFact Texas editor Gardner Selby says Patrick's claim, when applied to Dewhurst, was false.
He was opposed at the time Dan Patrick spoke, and Patrick should have known about it. David Dewhurst had given an interview in September of 2011. He said, "I would not have signed it into law."
Neither Dewhurst nor Patrick were in the Senate in 2001 when most Republicans voted to pass the in-state tuition benefit. But a decade later, in 2011, Dewhurst was presiding over the Senate when Patrick was co-author on a bill to repeal in-state tuition. When the bill came to the floor for a vote, however, Patrick had nothing to say.
It's a little surprising that someone who is advocating a position doesn't choose to speak on it when it's center stage, even for just a few minutes.
The bill failed. Bottom line, PolitiFact says Patrick's claim was false. Dewhurst had openly opposed in-state tuition for undocumented students. But the senator can accurately make this claim.
He's the only one among them who actually had filed legislation to repeal or co-sponsored legislation to repeal the provision.
When asked Friday whether Patrick sees the issue any differently now, a consultant said Patrick's position has been and still is that Dewhurst as lieutenant governor could have done more to repeal in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants. Dewhurst has said it would have been futile because Governor Perry would have vetoed the bill. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.